they advanced to the monster's den. Humbaba charged out, roaring at them, and said, "I know you, Gilgamesh. Don't be a fool. Go away. Leave the cedar forest. Have madmen told you to confront me here? I will tear you limb from limb. I will crush you and leave you bloody and mangled on the ground. And you, Enkidu, you son of a fish or a turtle, you gutless, fatherless spawn who never suckled on mother's milk, I saw you in the pastures when you were young. I saw you graze with the wandering herds, but I didn't kill you. You were too scrawny. You wouldn't have made a decent meal. And now you dare to lead Gilgamesh here? You both stand before me looking like a pair of frightened girls. I will slit your throats. I will cut off your heads. I will feed your stinking guts to the shrieking vultures and crows." Gilgamesh backed away. He said, "How dreadful Humbaba's face has become. It is changing into a thousand nightmare faces, more horrible than I can bear. I feel haunted. I am too afraid to go on." Enkidu answered, "Why, dear friend, you speak like a coward. What you just said is unworthy of you. It grieves my heart. We must not hesitate or retreat. Two intimate friends cannot be defeated. Be courageous. Remember how strong you are. I will stand by you. Now let us attack." Gilgamesh felt his courage return. They charged at Humbaba like two wild bulls. The monster let out a deafening cry. His roar boomed forth like a blast of thunder. He stamped, and the ground burst open. His steps split the mountains of Lebanon. The clouds turned black. A sulphurous fog descended on them and made their eyes ache. Then Shamash threw strong winds at Humbaba. The south wind, the north wind, the east and the west, storm wind, gale wind, hurricane, tornado, to pin him down and paralyze his steps. He could not move forward, could not retreat. Gilgamesh saw it. He leaped upon him. He held a knife to Humbaba's throat. Humbaba said, "Gilgamesh, have mercy. Let me live here in the cedar forest. If you spare my life, I will be your slave. I will give you as many cedars as you wish. You are king of Uruk by the grace of Shamash. Honor him with a cedar temple and a glorious cedar palace for yourself. All this is yours if only you spare me." Enkidu said, "Dear friend, don't listen to anything that the monster says. Kill him before you become confused." Humbaba said, "If any mortal, Enkidu, knows the rules of my forest, it is you. You know that this is my place, and that I am the forest's guardian. Enlil put me here to terrify men, and I guard the forest as Enlil ordains. If you kill me, you will call down the gods' wrath, and their judgment will be severe. I could have killed you at the forest's edge. I could have hung you from a cedar and fed your guts to the shrieking vultures and crows. Now it is your turn to show me mercy. Speak to him. Beg him to spare my life."